308 toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Yet again, freetalklive.com. Well, as you might have guessed, if you've been paying attention at all to the liberty-oriented news on the Internet today, there is certainly one topic we're definitely going to start off the show with tonight. Received an email this morning. Actually, I received several emails
morning.
In fact, what started it all was a phone call from you, Mark, because I actually hadn't gotten up quite yet by the time that that you had called. And, I don't know, I guess I should just read the email from Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect behind the Liberty Dollar, which we've talked about many times on this show. They are a sponsor of Free Talk Live. We've had Bernard on the show before from the Liberty Forum, I believe. No, was he at the Liberty Forum? We had him from Porkfest, I know that much. And I'm a big fan of the Liberty Dollar. I know you have an affinity for it as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, apparently it's now contraband. According to Bernard, I regret to inform you, sincerely regret to inform you, that about 8 a.m. this morning, and this was written yesterday.
Yes, I would. That's one of the things that confused me.
A dozen FBI and Secret Service agents raided the Liberty Dollar office in Evansville, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
For approximately 6 hours, they took all of the gold, all of the silver, all the platinum, and almost 2 tons of Ron Paul dollars that were just delivered last Friday.
Coincidence.
There were probably hundreds of people, maybe more than hundreds, waiting for their deliveries of their Ron Paul dollars. But it doesn't look like those deliveries are ever going to make it at this point.
Those deliveries may not. Some Ron Paul dollars have made it out.
Right, not this particular batch, though. It never made it out the door.
Right.
They also took all the files, all of the computers, and froze our bank accounts. We have no money. We have no products. We have no records to even know what was ordered or what you're owed. We have nothing but the will to push forward and overcome this massive assault on our liberty and our right to have real money as defined by the U.S. Constitution. We should not be defrauded by the fake government money. But to make matters worse, all the gold and silver that backs up the paper certificates and digital currency held in the vault at the Sunshine Mint, which is their private mint that they use to mint their Liberty Dollars, has also been confiscated. Even the dyes for the gold and silver liberties have been taken. This is in spite of the fact that the director of the Mint, Edmund Moy, acknowledged in a letter to a U.S. senator that the paper certificates didn't violate Section 46 and were not illegal. But the FBI and Secret Service took all of that, too. The possibility of such action was the reason the Liberty Dollar was designed, so the vast majority of the money was in specie form and in the people's hands. Of the 20 million Liberty Dollars, only about a million is in paper or digital form. His purpose in saying that is to say that most of them are still out in people's hands.
Right, and that was what they did. They sold the Liberty Dollars, and then people could trade them back and forth as they wished. And when you have it in your hands, you've got that much value. So that's one nice thing about them.
So then it goes on to talk about there's going to be a class action lawsuit, which I went ahead and signed up for because I have several hundred of the paper certificates.
I'd like you to give me one.
That I use as the I can do that. That I use as tips. When I go to a restaurant or something like that, I always tip the correct amount in Federal Reserve notes, the greenbacks,
right.
And then I throw in an extra Liberty Dollar on top just to sort of sweeten the deal and
educate people.
Right. I figure if a waitress or a waiter gets the full tip and then they get this funny looking Liberty Dollar, they're more likely to appreciate it and
right.
Actually take the time to look
rather
at it
and say,
what's this crap? So at this point, I don't know what to do with those. I don't know if they're going to be worth anything now because the federal government has the silver that's backing them. That's kind of disturbing to me. I understand that now that it's contraband, it might become worth more, like drugs are worth more on the black market, that sort of thing. Also, the thing I immediately thought after hearing this news was, I am very concerned for the RCOs. These are the individuals who are sort of the upper-level distributors of the Liberty Dollars. There are RCOs. They have, you know, like salesmen have territory. The RCOs also have territory that they're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be the next... It would seem to me that if the feds are interested in going around and taking people's Liberty Dollars, that the RCOs are next on the list. If it hasn't started happening already, if you're an RCO or no one, you might want to recommend they do something really serious about safekeeping their stash.
Maybe so. I don't think that they're going to go any farther than this. I mean, they just hauled off 2 tons worth of precious metals.
Yeah.
They've had a good day. You know, they're a bunch of brigands. They took the money that this guy was running his business with, and you know, I think they're going to call it quits.
There was an immediate question as to whether or not this was an accurate report. I spent, you know, a good portion of the day surfing around, looking at different sites, seeing what people thought, because, as you might imagine, the Liberty Dollars phones, their office phones, were probably blowing up with phone calls.
I never got an answer.
No one was answering the calls, probably because they took the phones at the office. I don't know. It's speculation on my part.
Well, there's a newspaper article that said that they were cleaning up was pretty much the
right
thing I had to say about
it. Yep, that came out a little bit later, or I found that a little bit later today.
Clarion?
And then to double confirm then the other thing that was confusing was I called the Sunshine Mint today, and the woman there told me she didn't know anything about that, a possible raid. It was the secretary that answered, but I said, so that's why I asked her. I said, well, would you be aware of this if it had happened? And she laughed, and she said, well, yeah, of course I would, you know, suggesting that she was there at the Mint and would have known that sort of thing.
Well,
and then you spoke with Bernard.
Right, I talked to Bernard
a few moments ago.
Yeah, it's probably an hour and a half ago, and he said, yes, it is true, and he said that he's not in any condition to be interviewed tonight at 7. So.
Yeah, well, his life has just been ruined.
Ruined. I mean, totally. They took everything. Now, I'm going to assume that Bernard wasn't involved in anything illegal.
Shifty.
Yeah, I think what we're talking about here is, you know, the Mint saying he's a counterfeiter, which he's not.
You mean the U.S. Mint?
Yeah, the U.S. Mint, right.
You mean the FBI and the Secret Service?
Those people.
I heard it was money laundering or something like that. I don't even know anything. No, I don't think anyone was arrested.
Right.
And as I understand it, they just took his stuff, sort of like they do with, you know, the marijuana, right. Medical marijuana facilities in California. They just come in and take the pot and the money, and then they leave.
What is a group of people, I don't care who they're employed by, that comes in and takes a bunch of stuff and then doesn't place someone, you know, doesn't do, there's nothing legal that was done here. He wasn't placed under arrest. I mean, what was the, how
is it possible that's coming later, but it would seem
but
strange.
They can't take this stuff without something legally going on. I mean, they have to give you
no,
some kind
wrong.
Of piece
obviously
of paper.
Obviously they can. Clearly, they can. They did. At least if, you know, at least if Bernard von Nothaus is to be believed, and I don't see any reason to disbelieve
him. I don't disbelieve him.
I still wonder why the Mint is saying one thing and his letter said something else.
It's confusing.
That is something I would like to iron out. I would like to understand why. I mean, has the Mint been ordered to not talk? Have they been told to, you know, not comment on this? Very strange. Want to hear your thoughts? 800-259-9231. As you might imagine, there were calls on hold right out of the box about this particular topic. I had probably at least...
This might be the biggest liberty-oriented news of the year.
6 to 10 emails today.
Ron Paul announcing his presidency might be bigger, but...
On this alone, this is huge. You know, we talk a lot about the government and how... I was just talking about this last night, about how the government is really... They're not that different from the mafia, from a common gang of people. And the only thing that makes it different is that the government has this aura of legitimacy that a gangster doesn't have. And it's just the more they do things like this, the more, hopefully, the more people will question their legitimacy. Because it seems, I mean, if it hasn't been clear to you before, isn't it clear to you now that we're just dealing with a gang of thugs that just does whatever the hell it wants to do? It doesn't give a flip about your freedoms and the things you want to do with your life. It's just going to come in there and destroy your business, if you happen to be Bernard von Nothaus and the other employees of the Liberty Dollar, destroy your livelihood, and it doesn't have to care about it. I want to know how you feel about this and what you're going to do. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Updates, get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And you might just own or know somebody that does a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic. Not not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL's CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL's CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That is SACL's CAI. As we go to the phones here, pretty disturbing, sad day. I guess the sad day was yesterday, but we all got the notice this morning. Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect, the man behind the Liberty Dollar, a private currency that has been an alternative private currency that has been in circulation for almost a decade now. So 9 years into the Liberty Dollar's existence, 9 years, the federal government now decides that there's something funny and there's something illegal and questionable and confiscatable, apparently, about the Liberty Dollar, because they have raided their offices. They have taken tons of gold, silver, platinum, and copper as well.
Yeah.
They've taken their product. They've taken their computers. They've taken everything.
Their phones too.
They have allegedly taken the money at the or the silver that's actually was being warehoused for them by the Sunshine Mint. I've yet to actually confirm that, but according to Bernard von Nothaus, this is what has happened, and they've effectively shut down this man's business and stolen money from anybody that has a Liberty Dollar digital account. Or anybody that has Liberty Dollar paper certificates, which you have are now the proud owner of one. Mark.
They've stolen the precious metals. They didn't take the money. They took the metal. You know,
they've stolen the backing from from the paper currency.
I mean, you know, it's like a cop came along and beat me up and took my change out of my pocket.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened here. So not only have they destroyed Bernard's livelihood and the livelihood of those people that have been employed by the Liberty Dollar for many years, but he's also destroyed the value of the federal government, not he. The federal government has also destroyed the value that was backing many paper Liberty Dollar certificates that are out in circulation. This is an outrage, and I want to know from you how you feel. I want to know from you if this has changed your outlook on anything at all, just generally where you're at. 800-259-9231, let's start things by going to the amplifier line. It's Fish in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Fish.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Hey, good, all things considered.
Yeah, normally I'm too scared to call in, but I'm pissed. I'm probably more pissed than, I don't know. What's her name that calls from Florida?
Paula, okay.
Paula, yeah, I'm more pissed than Paula usually is here. Do you think that we can maybe get SACL CII to go and maybe try to get the value back from the government?
Call them collections. Call them and do some collections.
Yeah, not really.
I don't mean to make a lot of this.
I mean, SACL's good and everything, but...
not that good, huh?
Yeah.
They don't have armed goons. I'm pretty upset. I've kind of been doing some research, and I think that me and you have kind of found a lot of the same things. And I've yet to find anything about charges.
Nope. Doesn't seem like anyone was arrested.
Nothing about crime being committed. You know, nothing so far. Nothing public about that.
Yeah, the government's not commenting. They're being very, very quiet on this.
Yeah. Now, I do know that there is one thing that's happening right now that might have urged this to happen. The value of the dollar dropping.
That, combined with the Ron Paul campaign, maybe drawing a little bit of extra attention to the Liberty Dollar, that might have been a factor as well. But yeah, you're right. I mean, as the dollar continues to drop in value, people are going to be more and more interested in finding an alternative. And
let me tell you what. As I watch this dollar drop, and I've been watching it very closely, and as I watch it drop, I've actually been real close to going and buying me some Liberty Dollars.
Mm-hmm.
For that very reason, put in a safe into one of my closets, and just in case.
Sure.
So that alone was enough to urge me to go out there and consider something alternative.
So you must not have been the only one then.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm suggesting.
Yep.
All I can tell you is I'm very upset. I don't know what more to do except maybe maybe get a hold of Paula and maybe some of her friends can help us out here.
I wouldn't really think Paula is going to be of much help, but I think that what can be done is that, you know, if you did have some Liberty dollars and you lost your value backing in this particular incident, then you probably should sign up for the class action lawsuit. Not that I expect anything to come
right.
from that.
Of course, I personally have not bought any yet.
Yeah.
Just because I've been a little. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Right. Imagine how you would feel if you had.
Right.
they've stolen from you. Not only they've stolen from Bernard and all the other customers. You'd lucked out because you hadn't bought anything. But then they literally would have been taking gold and silver right out of your pocket, right out of your savings account.
This lawsuit that he's suggesting, that's not enough. I don't really know what else to suggest.
I've got some suggestions. Here's two of them. One, join the Free State Project if you've yet to do anything. I've said time and time again, the time for liberty is now, and the government keeps making it very, very crystal clear that they intend to become more and more tyrannical and more awful and just run roughshod over more liberties as time goes on, and this is more proof of it. So there's never been a better time to get active, and if you aren't active, to get active now where you are. And if you're not going to stay where you are, I highly recommend you come here to New Hampshire and get active with the Free State Project. Secondly, if you're somebody that values the concept of, if you like the idea of sound money, value-backed currency, even if you were like, you know, even if you're like Fish and you aren't actually somebody holding Liberty dollars, but you still understand how drastic what happened yesterday was, then I would suggest you don't pay any more federal income taxes to these thugs. I mean, why would anybody who cares about sound money and value-backed currency, after seeing what happened to the Liberty dollar, continue to voluntarily hand over money to these thugs in Washington, D.C.? Who the hell are they, and why do they deserve your hard-earned cash?
Can answer that question.
Thanks for the call, Fish. 800-259-9231. Let's continue to talk to Edward in Oregon. Edward, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, this Liberty dollar thing is really what's been on my mind all day. My connection isn't the best, so I'll ask my question and listen off air. Like the last caller, I've been a long-time listener. This is my first time calling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Liberty associate, actually a recent Liberty associate, like within the last month. I had just gotten my first my associate kit, my first shipment of Liberty dollars, and I had just sent off my next one, which was my first shipment of the new Peace dollars and the Ron Paul dollars and
right.
like 20 certificates. And basically, like, I was getting started to actually go out and go into the community and start to build a Liberty dollar economy. And that kind of, I don't know, when I woke up this morning and I read that email, and it just scared me to the bone.
Let you get to your point here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. A lot of people very upset, as they should be. You're free to is under attack.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. monasterysmonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. So enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Over 1,450 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com. American Consumer News is an online magazine which will provide you a steady stream of money-saving tips to help get you closer to financial freedom. The magazine discusses topics such as investing, real estate, frugality, debt reduction, and much, much more. That's AmericanConsumerNews.com. Well, if I don't sound fuming mad, that's because I'm a broadcast professional. But I am pretty... I'm pretty mad, Mark. In fact, I've come close to saying naughty words that I shouldn't say on the radio here because I've been so upset.
Caught them, huh?
Yeah, about this whole Liberty Dollar situation. Just to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in, Evansville, Indiana, the home offices of the Liberty Dollar, America's number one private alternative currency, has been raided by the FBI and Secret Service. No one was arrested, but they did successfully card off tons of silver liberties, gold liberties, also the new Ron Paul Liberty Dollars. Literally tons of gold, silver, copper, and other precious metals.
Yeah, they ruined everybody's lives who works there.
Yep.
Everybody who has a financial stake in there.
Yep.
I mean, imagine how things are for Bernard Banahas. His whole
no, I can't.
It's his whole industry.
He couldn't.
His whole business.
He said he was just way too distraught to do an interview with us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We'll certainly try our best to get him on as soon as possible. There's still some discrepancies, some questions that remain unanswered. Why is the Sunshine Mint telling people that call that nothing has happened when the claim is from Bernard that they had there they were raided too, and that all the Liberty Dollar stocks they had there were taken away, the actual silver liberties they had to back up the paper certificates. So this is a major attack by the U.S. federal government on your freedom to conduct business in the currency of your choice, your freedom to use an alternative currency, to use something besides the U.S. government's Federal Reserve note. It's under attack. It's underway. You say, Mark, you don't think they're going to go after anybody else, but some of these RCOs, these upper-level distributors, have a fair amount of Liberty Dollars on hand as well, and mm-hmm. they might just be interested in going after those two. I'd be very concerned for those guys. Want to hear your thoughts. How do you feel today if you are a Liberty Dollar customer, if you're just somebody that loves freedom and you're looking at this from the outside in? What is your interpretation?
What do they do when they went in there? I'm sure that these Liberty Dollars were in a safe someplace, right?
Well, they hold guns at people and make demands. What do you expect they do?
Well, what if you say, I'm not going to open the safe? What, are they going to shoot you in cold blood?
Well, I mean, they'd probably charge you with something or arrest you at that point.
Okay.
I don't know. People don't want to go to jail, you know?
Yeah.
Let's go back to Edward in Oregon. He was in the middle of sharing some thoughts with us. Edward, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
All right. So, yeah, I was talking about, so I woke up this morning, and like a lot of people, check your email, and we all got that email, and I was reading it, and for a moment, I wasn't sure whether I wanted to continue talking to people about them and showing them off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's already kind of difficult, at least for some people, or to talk to some people about them when people start bringing up, you know, is it legal, is it legal tender, is it this, is it that, or whatever. And it just seemed like, oh, this is just going to be one more barrier for some people. So, I mean, I guess my question really is, at this point, what is a Liberty Dollar advocate to do? Because, I mean, I refuse to be coerced or intimidated. I'm not going to stop using them, and I'm not going to stop talking about them, but I want to do it smart, and I don't want to end up, you know, in jail for doing it. So, I mean, what can someone like me do to help Liberty Services and Liberty Dollar?
Well, as far as using it, if somebody asked me if it was legal to use a Liberty Dollar, I would ask them, is it legal for me to trade an ounce of silver with you for something that you have that I want?
It's supposed to be legal. I don't know anymore.
That way you ask
them. It's always been legal.
You're not giving any legal advice at that point, and then you're telling, you know, they're coming up with their own answer.
I don't know, man. I would not be interested in moving any of these things around anymore. I think that, I mean, just from a collector's perspective, that these things may become worth more than their face value as a result of them simply becoming contraband. I mean,
right
you
the $20 Ron Pauls are going for $120 on eBay.
The $20 Ron Pauls are going for $120?
On eBay, yep, right now.
So there you go. I mean, they've sextupled in value in the last 24 hours. So I don't know if it's a good idea to go out and spend these anymore. I mean, you don't want to put yourself at risk, certainly. But secondly, they're more valuable at this point. I mean, they weren't originally intended as an investment. But if you've got some, I would hold them, personally.
Right. You know, the first attempt at trying to overthrow the U.S. currency.
It's just sad. And as far as helping Bernard von Nothaus, I mean, you're on his email list, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he'll come up with you know, instructions and suggestions.
Sign up for the class action lawsuit is all he's asked from us at this point,
yep.
And that's what we'll do.
That's what I've done. Thanks, Edward, for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with the Unimark. Hello, Mike, Illinois. Going once.
About a year. I'm pretty PO'd about this.
Yeah.
That's like Harry Brown said, you know, the only difference between the government and the mafia is the fact that the government flies flags in front of its offices.
That is what Harry Brown said, and I certainly love that quote.
Yep, I love it too, and it really hit home today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting to, it's going to sound crazy. You know, what is his name, Tom that calls in all the time?
Tom in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm starting to take up on his ideas a little bit more. The worse things get, the more I start to realize that you can't really do anything within the system to correct anything. It's like you said.
Just what I said last night. I don't think that we are going to be able to fix this problem from within the system. I think there's some value to trying to work within the system, but I think eventually the solution is going to have to come from the outside, whether it be free marketeers offering competing services to the government on a voluntary basis outside of the government. Of course, then again, we see what happens when free marketeers do that. They get raided and their business is shut down.
Yeah, you try competing, they're just going to say, no, you can't compete. Right. No matter what you do, anything that's going to have any kind of effect or gain any ground is just going to be stamped out by them.
Yeah.
Where do you go from there?
Let's look at it this way. Now, when you compare, say, Bernard von Notthaus and his situation to Carl Draga, who was 10 years ago a guy who, here in New Hampshire, who flipped out and decided he was going to shoot a few cops based on, them screwing him over.
Kill a few bureaucrats.
Right. I'm not for shooting cops. That's
right,
not really what I'm talking about.
When I mentioned Tom,
I just meant the general idea.
Right. Let me compare the two, though.
Yeah.
Now, people will look at Bernard for a very long time and say, man, the federal government screwed him over. Nobody's looking that way at Carl Draga. You know, they're all, most people are looking at him saying, oh, man, there's a guy who's
Yeah, that's true. It's just how far, I'm just wondering how much further it's got to get before
I don't know.
More and more people start looking at Greg as not such a bad guy. You know?
I understand. This is why the Free State Project is a really great idea.
I understand this obligation.
I'm a very nonviolent guy myself, but, you know, it's every day, the more I hear, this is, to me, a major incident, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, this is huge.
Huge.
This company has been around for almost 10 years and has operated with and they've had their product vetted by the people at the, I believe, the Treasury. I mean, they had quotes on their website showing that very clearly this is indeed something that is entirely legal. It's entirely legal to have private currencies. I mean, coupons essentially are private currency. Buyer's discount cards are essentially private currency. There's really fundamentally not any real difference here. But yet they've been targeted, they've been shut down, their business and their livelihood has been ruined and crapped on by this federal government. It is absolutely outrageous. What are you going to do? I mean, obviously...
The thing that you mentioned about calling the secretary at the Mint, and they denied anything ever happening. Well, you know what, I just had a thought. Is it possible that they're using some kind of Patriot Act laws?
Could very well be. They could be under some sort of gag order to not talk to anybody.
Right. And if they do talk, they can't talk to their lawyer, they can't talk to their associates.
Right about that. Thanks for the call, Robert. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Actually, that was Mike. Robert's coming up. James Johnson, your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is SPYVILLE.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer. All sun signs that astrologists claim tell us something about a person. Cars have signs, too, that tell us if they're stolen. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG. Blue nautical signs say smooth sailing. Yellow yield signs say slow down. Here are some red-hot signs that indicate the used car you're considering may be stolen. The vehicle identification number, or VIN number, on the title and on the car itself don't match, and the engine ID number is scratched off. License plates or plate bolts are brand new. Ignition switches feel loose, and keys are copies, not originals. Be aware, knowing these signs of red-hot theft can help you keep your hard-earned green. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma states. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So whether you're shopping in any one of their 41 categories, whether you're buying new or used, Free Talk Live benefits if you enter their site through amazon.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. We are hearing out your thoughts on how you feel. What are you planning on doing in the news? In light of the recent news that the Liberty Dollars home office in Evansville, Indiana, has been raided by the FBI and the Secret Service. They yesterday morning came in, spent 6 hours cleaning them out, took all their files, took all their computers, took all their money, took all of their Liberty Dollars, took all their gold, their silver. They apparently have also raided the Sunshine Mint, where many of the bulk of the silver liberties were being stored that were backing up the Liberty Dollar certificates. This is a private currency. It's an alternative currency, something that people have been using for over 9 years, almost an entire decade now, with no problems. And now all of a sudden they decide to just destroy this man's business and destroy the value behind these Silver Liberty certificates or these Liberty Dollar certificates that we have. I have a few hundred of them. And now they've got nothing behind them anymore.
A few hundred certificates, a few hundred dollars worth of
stuff. A few hundred dollars worth of certificates.
Yes.
But I have them all in one, so I literally have a few hundred of them. Because
okay.
I use them as tips.
Right.
So that's all gone. If I had any money in my digital Liberty Dollar account, that's gone. Also, when you sign up as a Liberty Dollar associate, when you sign up, you usually have someone refer you, and so occasionally I will get a check in the mail from the Liberty Dollar people with a name on it and the name of somebody who used my account to refer themselves when they went and signed up for the Liberty Dollar associate. So I'm sitting here with a $100 check that came in for me today from somebody named a gentleman named Michael in Kentucky, who has signed up recently under my name, and I can't do anything with this check now because they froze the Liberty Dollars bank accounts.
Yeah.
Also, Just an outrageous situation. The government running roughshod over your liberties. The question is, how do you feel? What are you going to do about it? I suggest two possibilities. One, join the Free State Project if you've yet to do so, and move as soon as possible, because we really need to stand together for liberty, like now. And also, why are you paying? If you're still paying the federal government income taxes, why? It's clear this is nothing more than a gang of thugs. They need to be resisted, as any gang of thugs should be resisted. Let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Robert in California. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, guys, anytime they want to break a movement, they have to, you know, take out the financing. So, And it seems like that's where they're going to start, is little by little.
How do you feel about this?
I think, obviously it's just like another thugs. They're just, getting angry over it, about something that a snake bites you if you're playing with a snake. You know, it doesn't, serve any purpose, but you have to need to take action on it, that's for sure. And hopefully the class action lawsuit, maybe some personal lawsuits to the judges and a few of the FBI agents as well, might help as well, you know, target them. But let's get back to another issue of mine that's close to my heart. Two things. Somebody took out a $100,000 ad in USA Today for a Ron Paul full-page ad.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be applying on the 20th or 21st.
That's pretty exciting. That's good news.
Yeah. Someone's actually, backing a lot of resources behind it. And also, to combat this, we're also working out here in California. And I always work with numbers. You know, we have about 4 million voters, and if I have 40,000 volunteers, I can actually knock on every voter's door within 2 days. But that seems almost impossible, so they're getting 40,000 people. But I think everybody in their own state who wants to back Ron Paul needs to get out there and find those voters and knock on their doors and become, since they're not going to advertise them on TV or we're going to do the best we can on radio,
right,
we need to go out there and target those voters so we can get those votes out.
Well, this is a great excuse. This is another good suggestion, right? A good excuse to get involved in the Ron Paul campaign if you've yet to do so. Ron Paul and Bernard von Nothaus are fairly close. They know each other fairly well, as I understand it. And get out and get active because, we were discussing political solutions versus apolitical solutions last night. And as I said before, I don't think that necessarily are going to win with political solutions, but there's some value to it. I mean, a Ron Paul presidency would never have allowed some blatant thuggery like this to happen to the Liberty Dollar.
And a Ron Paul presidency would reverse this blatant thuggery.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, by the way, Robert. Thank you. Good hearing from you. Let's talk to James in Georgia. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
I just had a quick comment on your current topic, and I want to kind of twist it to the Ron Paul area. Ron Paul wrote a letter to Congress entitled The End of Dollar Homogeny. Have you guys read this yet?
I don't recall.
Okay. He goes into it's about the dollar and money and how the dollar is the dominant world currency currently, but he makes a few points further in the letter that really point out some things that a lot of your listeners should be aware of. Let's go back a couple of years and look at Venezuela. Hugo Chavez started selling oil based on the euro, and what happened? Within a year, he was overthrown. And there's a lot of conspiracy theories.
Hugo Chavez was overthrown? I thought he's still in office.
He is still in office, but, they had the uprising. And they kind of took him down, and then he came back in.
Okay.
But
take your word for it.
I've read a lot of stuff about the CIA being involved in that coup. Iraq, look at this. Saddam started selling oil, not in dollars, but in euros. What did we do? We invaded him.
Interesting observation.
Iran, they're talking about opening an exchange to sell oil on the euro, not the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And what's dominating headlines now? Let's invade Iran.
Yeah. Liberty Dollar operating a alternative private currency. They get raided, all their stuff stolen. It's very clear the government doesn't like the idea of people competing with the dollar.
Absolutely. So I encourage all of your listeners to just do a Google search. for the end of dollar hegemony. Hegemony. By Ron Paul. Look it up. Read it. It's not that long of a letter, and it will open your eyes.
Great, James. And, any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's all. I just wanted to bring that out to the forefront.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Johnson in Connecticut. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in. I'm a little, just flabbergasted that I seem to be the only one who's not surprised by this in any way, shape, or form. And I think that the box of snakes analogy was a particularly, or the snake analogy was pretty a pretty good one.
Which analogy?
And the analogy about there being sort of a snake when running a business. It's like, you know, when you're dealing with snakes, you know, and you get bit. Well, I sort of feel like the Liberty Dollar was a business that was sort of taking place in a land of snakes. I mean, it's like the whole Liberty Dollar was being run, you know, in other words, you're like running your business and trying to like do your whole thing in a pit of snakes. And yeah. It's like, well, what are you doing to protect yourself? And I believe, you know, back when I was on the show, you know, a long, long time ago, I believe I even talked about and mentioned and asked, you know, how is this gold and silver for the Liberty Dollar being stored? Because, to be frank, the fact that the government raided, I'm amazed that the government was able to raid them without there being, an Ed and Elaine Brown standoff. Like, no, you aren't coming
but these
in.
These aren't people that are threatening violence.
Right,
I mean, they're not violent people.
With an increased level of security. Wait a second. With an increased level of security and privacy, more important privacy, it lacks the clarity and the transparency that people that would make people want to participate. You know, your business has to be out there sort of in the public so that people will want to participate.
Well, the mint was secure. I mean, it was an armed, guarded, real mint where they mint other things besides the Liberty Dollar, and they store other things besides the Liberty Dollar. But clearly, when people identifying themselves as government people come in, then the mint's just going to bend right over and do whatever they say. I mean, you expect these people to have an armed standoff with the federal government? I'll let you come back. We'll talk more about it in hour two. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Liberty Dollar headquarters in Evansville, Indiana, was raided by the FBI and the Secret Service yesterday. They took all their stock, they took all their files, they took everything, and they've ruined that man's business, not to mention destroyed the value behind the paper Liberty Dollars, which many people are holding.
Do you need a new computer, but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Get